Official, welcome everybody to another fantastic edition of Saturday AM Live. This is Vance Rogers, your host, and I've got several announcements that we're going to cover at the end because you're not going to be actually hearing my voice for the next couple weeks in a row, but we'll talk more about that after we're finished with Curtis and Victoria. And, well, let's give an official welcome to you guys from, it's Belton, Texas, correct?
Yes, sir, that is correct. And, Mr. Rogers, we are honored you selected Vicki and I to attend this conference call.
Oh, my goodness. Well, this is going to be a fun one if you guys hold me in that high regard right off the bat, because, man, my head just got a little bigger. Now, tell us, for the rest of the folks who don't have an atlas in front of us, where is Belton, Texas?
Belton, Texas is located about 130 miles south of Dallas.
Okay.
In the state 35.
Got it. So on your way to Waco, correct?
Yes, sir, that is correct.
Okay. See, my history of serving 2 years' time in Dallas actually pays off. Well, let's get a little bit of y'all's history. And prior to NECAN, Curtis, you were in, was it career Air Force before you retired?
Yes, sir. I proudly served my country in the United States Air Force for 20 years.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for that.
And
Victoria, that time you were the typical military wife?
Yes, but working every state and every place we went to.
Okay. And what kind of jobs were you working?
I did a lot of secretarial work, office work, data entry.
Okay.
But had a chance to do a little bit of everything, like even from restaurant work to certified nurses assistant.
Okay.
And a at-home daycare center, too.
Oh, no, that's always a fun one, too.
Certified, CPR qualified, everything else like that.
Okay. And so after the Air Force, Curtis, you chose to go into the railroad.
Yes, sir. It was a boyhood dream of mine when I graduated from high school back in 1977, but back then a lot of railroad companies were going bankrupt.
Mm. Okay.
So after I retired from the United States Air Force, I decided to make my boyhood dream come true.
Okay.
Because a lot of railroads now are quite healthy.
Yeah. And so what capacity, what's your official title with the railroad?
Conductor. I supervise over the road movements of freight trains.
Okay. All right. So, and then Victoria, right now, you're currently working doing what?
I'm now working NECAN full-time.
Okay, well, that segues us right up to it. And what was your introduction to NECAN? Because, you know, somebody who's riding the rails on a regular basis probably doesn't come across that many folks that are involved in NECAN. So what was your connection?
Well, I'll start first.
Okay.
I'm a pretty big volunteer with the Boy Scouts and also with our church as a teacher for 8 years now there for religious education on Sundays. But my son is an Eagle Scout, and during his meeting, you know, to get his approval on his projects and that's when I was first introduced to NECAN with our advancement coordinator, our sponsors, the Meekers, and he had some surgery and told me how he was using these wonderful products. So that was my first introduction to NECAN, and went to a meeting right afterwards within that couple of weeks after that and signed up right away. I mean, I've always believed magnets were a true answer to being off medications and that, but I didn't know the whole story, but I got myself educated, but that's how I got introduced to it, was through a Boy Scout meeting. So
literally, I mean, your first impression, nothing, no skepticism, just you heard about it and then you were on board.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Really?
But we've been in now for about 3 years. Well, this month October is 3 years since we had joined. But when we first joined, it was not for the business. It was for our health reasons, because I was suffering quite a bit and was on quite a bit of medication that had caused me more complications.
Now, what was it that you were dealing with?
I was dealing with chronic fatigue syndrome. I had had my thyroid removed, which didn't help the situation. I had a lot of, like, gastric reflux, sinus problems, allergy problems, like 10 years on allergy medication. And so all of this put weight on me galore by being on these medications. So I saw this as an opportunity to help myself, you know, get away from the medications, and it has. Now I have been, I was up to 7 medications, and now down to 1, and that's been for the past almost 11 months now that I've been free from those medications, and it just made a big difference in my life.
Well, I mean, you could hear it in the phone lines, obviously, because we see people all the time that are on numerous medications, and you can see it just takes a toll on their physical body. I'm curious, when 11 months ago, what products did you get on? You were in for 2 years at that point, so
mm-hmm.
Did it take 2 years for things to finally kick in, and what were you using?
Well, it took about the first 8 months that we finally started, we're able to start using the products. And as we got that, my biggest accomplishment was I would consider myself being a Diet Coke alcoholic. I used to drink Diet Coke, coffee, tea, just caffeinated drinks all day long, and I just could not drink water. So our first great experience was the PineMag water, because it changed my life around. I love the water. Now that's what I drink all day long. So I guess just by having the PineMag was our first product that we used every single day. And that's what gave me my energy levels back.
Okay. That makes perfect sense right there. And it is tough living in Texas to actually have this conversation with relatives who were over for dinner the other night who live in Dallas, and you know, we start talking about water, and they said, "Well, we live in Dallas, man. Don't drink the water."
Yeah, no, Mr. Rogers, if I can add something, every time we finish a bottle of Siaga juice,
mm-hmm.
we take the label off, clean it, and we have about 7, 8, or 9 bottles of PineMag water and all these Siaga juice bottles laying around the house, and we just drink away.
Well, you're gonna absolutely love the new bottle as far as the lightweightness of it, and you know, a much better quality bottle and easier to drink out of. Trust me, because I'm the same way. I have a whole stack of them out on the workbench in the garage, and I just,
right.
Whenever I'm going out to do anything, I just grab a bottle and fill it up. But these new ones with a wider mouth, but we'll get into that at the end of the call. Now, this whole time that this is going on, Curtis, I'm curious what was going through your mind. Were you just as receptive to the power of magnetics and, you know, open-minded to the fact that, hey, this is going to, you know, help my wife?
Oh, definitely. I really enjoy having a perky wife. But she's been wonderful for 25 years. I'm blessed to be married to her, but she's doing great. And then that kind of like rubbed off on me now, of
sure.
course. But I could say, because I am a diabetic, and the Siaga juice and the green dimes and, I mean, the sleep system, if you give me a choice, which would be the best naked product that helped improve our life, I love them all.
Mm.
But if you really want to narrow it down to something, I guess I could say the sleep system and the Siaga juice and the green zymes. Number one, the juice and the green zymes help cut my blood sugar in half. My monthly readings about maybe a year, 14, 15 months ago, was averaging like 300, 325, 350 every time I put my finger to check my blood level. It was really sky high. But wearing, the insults too, I believe. You know, my work boots. I have a pair of insoles, my work boots, and my tennis shoes, plus the Sleep Fit, and I mean a combination of all the products. I really believe now a lot of my normal readings are like 90,
95. Wow.
Where the doctors should say it should be.
Huh. That is absolutely fantastic. And that's one of those things that we don't realize, that you just kind of developed it over the last 3 years, watching this take place and being able to cut that down. So that obviously affected your daytime energy levels, because I know with diabetics that, you know, it kind of goes ups and down based, you know, you have those ups and down based on what your blood sugar is doing. To segue into or to cross over, 3 years now, and it was all but just a couple months ago that y'all kind of jumped onto the business side of thing and introduced several people to Nika at the same time and earned the Power Launch bonus. What was the transition for you that caused that switch to be flipped?
Okay, I'll go ahead and answer that. What kind of happened here was, like I said, even though Curtis is in his dream job, you know, that he's always wanted, we ran into a little problem where he was released from work and was out of work for 14 months. So something had to be done, and we sat down together and I started telling him, you know, that we had such wonderful experiences and had already shared Nika with some of our family, and then
co-workers too
were having some wonderful experiences. So we decided to go ahead and start looking into the business side of Nikin, and July of 2009, that's when I actually kicked off, you know, launched our actual business, and told myself, you know, I want to do everything I can to just help everybody, and everything else would just fall into place, and it has. That's what, in July, well, I wanted to try our hardest to qualify for the contest to Cancun, so we pushed and pushed and just helped everybody that we could. And in, you know, doing this, we were able to get the people interested in getting the packs. Mm-hmm. And that's what helped us to getting the Power Launch bonus in July.
Now, which pack were you most successful in introducing to people?
The bone pack is the one that has been really, that I've been really able to go, because not only with new people coming in, but a lot of our existing people have stepped up and gotten the packs for the bone health, because they just saw what it was doing, because I'm also on that, and they were seeing what it had been doing for quite a bit of other people on their...